Since 2004, Grand Canyon University has been a for-profit university, a move it made in response to the crushing $20 million in debt the school held. In 2016, they tried to regain nonprofit status, but were blocked by the Higher Learning Commission, or the HLC. In March, GCU announced their new bid for nonprofit status had cleared that HLC hurdle, but questions remained about if they would get to the finish line. Well, this morning, the school announced they finally have. And for more on this, we're joined by KJZZ's Mariana Dale, who is at GCU and just heard the announcement. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning, Lauren.
So can you start by telling us how this new status, this nonprofit status, is going to change how the school is currently structured?
Okay, so what's going to happen is that there's going to be two entities now. There's going to be Grand Canyon Education, which is going to be the for-profit sector of the university. So that's going to be managing some counseling stuff, some financial aid processing and marketing, and then the nonprofit Grand Canyon University will pay Grand Canyon Education for these services. Now, for the most part, there's not really going to be any overlap in the leadership of those two organizations, except, of course, for Brian Mueller. He is both the CEO of Grand Canyon Education and also the president of the university. Now, that is allowed under rules outlined by the Higher Learning Commission, so it's something that, you know, is considered okay, but it, you know, it does put him as basically the top figure at both organizations. But otherwise, the board of directors, the trustees for both of those organizations are going to be totally separate. And for the most part, from a student perspective, they're really saying that there isn't going to be a really noticeable change, except now that the university is potentially going to be available to apply for some more research grants. They might be part, they are a voting member of the NCAA now. So they're really projecting that there are going to be some benefits for the university.
Yeah. There were critics, I know, who said that GCU was sort of doing this, wanted the nonprofit status again in order to skirt strict regulations that for-profit universities have. Did they address that at all today? Did Mueller address that?
So essentially what they just talked about is that they are continuing to thrive academically. Their programs are all accredited. Their level of student loan debt is within reasonable bounds. And so, you know, anything that they'd be looking to get out of, they're not really underperforming in some ways that we hear that some for-profit universities necessarily are.
Okay. And what's the first order of business now going forward?
So going forward, they have now, there was a purchase that was completed. So Grand Canyon University purchased the campus as well as a bunch of other assets for about $875 million. And so they are going to be figuring out how to pay that off in the future. A way to do that might be that they could issue bonds now as a nonprofit. And then they're also just going to be looking for those research opportunities that I mentioned, ways to really branch out academically. And I mean, there is the possibility in the future that Grand Canyon Education, this for-profit role, could actually go and provide services for other universities like it does for Grand Canyon University as a way to possibly increase the amount of money they're making. But there's no certain plans that that's going to be their immediate focus. I think right now all the focus is continuing the excellence that they've continued to see at Grand Canyon University since it's been on the rebound.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale at GCU. Mariana, thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.